Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Greetings, greetings, greetings. And thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight, it is just me and some special guests, hopefully. And I'm going to be doing this every month. You know, I talk to my one of my better half, you know, my son. And, you know, he gave me, you know, some instructions and some good ideas, and I think it's a great idea because it's going to be very hectic. So, and I want to be able to review, all the people that I have interviewed, you know, weeks prior, you know. But yes, I want to thank you all for joining me here, and I'm very excited tonight because, you know, we're welcoming and we are introducing our record label, you know, Cataclysm Records. Yay! Cataclysm Records is here. You know, I'm very excited about that. Wow. With all of the free things going on with the free air and all of the knowledge that, you know, we have gathered, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we were let out of the game for so long, you know. Back in the 80s, we've been doing this, you know, I've been back doing this with my son further back than the 80s, you know, but say back in the 80s that he got started in it, and I've been rolling with him ever since. And they were aware of some things back then that I was not, you know, conscious of. I kind of knew some things was going on, but I didn't know completely in depth that it was truly as close to home as it was, you know, because they were at their prime, especially, you know, my son Function and his rap group, hip-hop group, Citizens of Chaos, you know. They were, man, they were hot back in the, you know, early 90s, you know, and they were just hot, but unfortunately, you know, they had a bad term. It was a cataclysm came through, you know, a wave of things came through and just shut everything down. It was just all gangster. All the gangsters were let out of jail. The white, greedy white men with the oily hair and blah, bad breath and just flabbergasted, you know, at the mouth, just grounding at the mouth, you know, just all they saw was blood and money, you know. So they signed up all of our people that looked like us, and wow, look at the catastrophe that they have created upon the world and especially upon our people, because the trick was to sign up all of these gangsters and get them into Hollywood and get them out in front of our children, you know, and our people, and display this gangster criminal mentality, this abuse of women, just no respect for anybody but themselves. It's just all about me, you know, and all of that went all the way down to our school system where our babies were in school, you know, because they're listening to all the hip-hop. They're listening to all these people because, you know, hey, we know what we do. We will support our people. And when we saw that they were going wrong, it was out of our hands. They were already in our children's eye. They love them, you know, and they just show nothing but disgust. They showed them how to walk around with the pants down. They showed them how to go out looking half dressed. They showed them how to just, you know, wear the jewels on their teeth. They showed them how to not even talk with any real content. They showed them how to just lift up their guns and how to just kill and take and shoot and disrespect. They showed them how to envy me because you can't get what I got because I got all this money and I know you want it and the way you got to get it, you know, it's just horrible what they have done to hip hop, you know, and it made hip hop uncomfortable for anyone who wasn't a gangster and who didn't want to get down. I mean, that became the new gang banging thing. And it's just horrible what these people have done, our people, Hollywood, and all the horror stories that's coming out now about Hollywood, all these people who have signed a contract and couldn't even look back. They couldn't even look back to their communities, you know, to put even in a recording studio knowing that there's hundreds of talent where they've come from. But, you know, because of their greed and their fear, knowing that, you know, they may have competition, not realizing that the universe is wide. You know, the universe makes room for you, you know. And if those who are played out, like those who have signed the contract, you know, and the music industry, like all evil things are being exposed right now. The music industry, Hollywood. You know, all of these things are being exposed right now. And I'm so glad, I am so happy that my son and all the young men, you know, and women, you know, back that I knew did not sign the contract, you know. They waited for a long time. Man, I want to play one of my son's songs he did it all back in 1998. And let me tell you, I just had to calculate. That was 24 years ago. 24 years ago. You know, we were so ready to go, had everything lined up. But because all of these gangsters was coming after them, trying to get them to sign contracts, you know, they wanted to get them to either change their mindset and get down with the dumbed down of the people like them, or sign a contract and you just going to sit on the shelf. You're going to put your ass on the shelf and you won't be able to do anything. Or just get the hell out the music industry. And they were smart enough to get away from that. And I am so happy, so proud of them for that. You know, and if I could find my applause, I'm looking through all my music right now. But, yeah, I am so happy for them for that. So kudos. But again, here we are. We are introducing Cataclysm, you know, our new record company. And we've got a whole lot more coming after that, a whole lot more coming after that. We're up. We're at war. I know I am, you know, because I am like one of my son's song that YouTube had taken down. You know, they play part of the song, but they completely remove the video. It's called Bullcrap. Absolutely not one profound language in there. No cursing at all. The song is titled Bullcrap. All of the information, the pictorial content, was probably taken off of YouTube. One of my sons of another mother, Broken Sword, he was the videographer. He put all the content together, and he made the video. Phenomenal. One of the best videos. Oh, my goodness. It touches me so. And it must have been so good because they took it off the air. They removed it, you know. And but I'm looking for soldiers, you know, warriors looking to put boots in the air because of this nonsense that this music industry has done. You know, they're the voice right now. You know, they have the ear, eyes, and of our children, of our people, and they're making a horrible representative of us. They're not representing us well at all, and they need to be quiet. They need to be silenced, and they need to be removed. Hence come cataclysm, you know, and we all know what happens in a cataclysm. I'm looking for my song so I can play this for you all back in 1998 when my son was really functioning. He was really into paying attention and in tune to what was going on in the world, especially in the streets. He had his ears to the ground, you know, and always constantly trying to, you know, give knowledge and wake up our people, especially waking up his peers, you know, the young people of his age. And he's still doing that. And hopefully we can get a collective of people like that right now. So much is upon us right now. So much information has to be released because truth is loose, and we have to give this information. Now that we have access throughout the world, you know, we can inspire, educate our people, you know, on many things, you know, and not just our people. Hip-hop brings all people together from all walks of life, all people, you know, and it's going to take all people to battle this here octopus of a music industry that we are up upon. Because it's the same music industry that has got our children lined up from school, from elementary school, prepared to go straight into the prison. The same music industry, these lying, greedy people, everything they do is twisted. The horrible things that they do, you know, in Hollywood and in these great big castles, you know, these mansions, they got all of this money and all of these jewels and everything to do to act like animals. They do the most animalistic things that when you don't see them. But then they come out and put on their all their jewels and all their name brand clothing, and you think that they're really something. And they just done the most horrific thing that I can't even talk about. You know, and it's not good to talk about, and they don't want to talk about it either. And I see, I have Function here online, and hopefully he's going to call, chime in a little bit, because I know he's tired as always. But I want you all to hear this, and it's called It's Like This, It's Like That. It was always one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite songs when he did this. And this was back in 1998, 24 years ago. And it was ready to go and be released. But my son, because of these gangsters came in and terrorized everything, he shut down shop and, you know, went back into his library. But check this out. It's called It's Like That. And it's featured a young woman, you know, and I want to say big ups to her. Her name is Champagne. And this is out of Hartford, Connecticut, 1998, 23 years.
Hey, yo, what up, Function?
What up, Don? What's up, man?
I'm chilling, man. I'm with my cousin right now.
What's up, man?
What up, Function?
Tell her.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo, what's up with these little knuckleheads, bumping heads, evil, man? What's going on, man?
I'm having the slightest idea, man. I wish they wake up, you know? Time is up.
Man, the only way they can wake up, man, is, you know what I'm saying, wake them up, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
but right now,
trying, man.
We can just spark this piece up. You can just tell them how it is out there, you know what I'm saying?
Spark that piece. I got another one in the back of the park.
Yo, let's see what I seen back in the city. Stop these kids, ready to fail, juvenile, ready to beat the kids they never seen before. Stolen the block, throwing hooks to his knot, beating them down till he's shocked and hitting his pockets. And I was out to the weeds, ready for killings and darkness. You see light is slick and orange from lit blunts being inhaled and distant. You hear lung ale from niggas who choke. No joke, brothers who smoke. Get a cipher of freestyle. What other same rhymes they wrote? Leaving the scene like saddles to vigilantes. It's back to the block. Stunning rock seeds with glocks to kids. Packers created and grown 25. Some to survive, and others only just for crime. So yo, watch your back, nowadays times is hard. Sick of kids, out like mosquitoes, ready to rob, cause it's like that.
Why does it have to be this
I don't know
way,
why, but it's like that. Cause it's like that.
Why does it have to be this
don't ask
way,
me, but it's like that. Plotting the scene and waiting at the ATM machine, ready to leap and creep in the city heat of the night. Demons take flight, betting and stolen cars down the highway in a Lexus, hoping that it ain't too far to the chop shop. Looking out for steady cops, and if he gets caught, then it's a chase till the car stops. Caught in the pen to no good. Damn, I wish I had a milk carton for every kid missing in these hoods. One week, somebody's going in. The next week, somebody's coming out with an even meaner grin. Then the first time you seen him up on the corner, you didn't think he'd react when those niggas tried to push up on him. Grabbing his tank, he's like guts, cut after cut. While two broke out, the other one bit the dust. It's tragic, and cops run up like it was Dragnet, false drug bust. Niggas handcuffed while their knees touch the curb. They wanna play a star like Herb. They don't deserve to wear a badge. So real kids get mad when they rush gates. Cause up a rooftop, you might see seven niggas with Mac 11 send the Blue Devils to heaven. It's like that. I don't know why, but it's like that. Cause it's like that. Don't ask me, but it's like that. In the streets, man, you can't beat the system that they dismiss to make you wanna get pissed. You got fathers looking hard, but they won't give her no job. So to take care of his kid, my man robs to sell herbs and readies while he's chilling on his block. While his girl sits at home and prays to God he don't get shot. But if he does, she might make it. But if she doesn't make it, her child becomes a juvenile. She might become a base that is messed up. But that's the way it is in life. The government knows what up, cause he gave us the knife and the guns and the drugs to make us wanna be thugs. So give us down some of us drink, filling low with it rugs. Smoke mad blunts because they just can't seem to deal with it. Cause if I never smoke, kid, I know I'll be flippin', it's the truth. So yo, I preach on to my youth and my peers to let you know you gotta be prepared. Cause it's like that. I don't know why, but it's like that. Cause it's like that. Don't ask me, but it's like that. Cause it's like that. I don't know why, but it's like that.
It goes on every single day.
Cause it's like that.
Why does it have to be this
way? Don't ask me, but it's like that.
It goes on and on.
Cause it's like that. It's like that. Cause it's like that.
Braggadocious, but he did that. You did that, son. I mean, and I'm gonna open up your mic, baby. I hope you're with me. I'm opening up your mic. You know, we got Cataclysm Records on board, Funk. Can you hear me, babe?
I can hear you.
All right. I know you're tired, you know, but we got Cataclysm Records, baby. You know,
what's up?
I mean, that's what's up. And I know you guys are going to do the right thing with it, you know. So I'm excited for you all, you know. Like I said, I got your back. Always got your back on all things, you know. And Cataclysm is just that. We got a cataclysm coming. Everything come out of a cataclysm. We got everything that's come out. And what we're doing is that all of these things that's coming out of Cataclysm, these are all the things that they had unleashed upon us. the community, our people, our children, our husbands, our sisters, our daughters. They had unleashed all of these things on us. This is what coming out of Cataclysm, and this is what the hell Cataclysm record, you know, and our words and our spirit is going to get right back to them. And those are disasters, catastrophes, calamity, tragedy, act of God, devastation, crisis, holocaust, ruin, ruination, upheaval. What's that? Collusion, blow, shock, rebirth, trouble, trial, tribulation, misfortune, mishap, accident, mischance, misadventures, woe, affliction, distress, meltdown, whammy, car crash, ball, salvation, and God sent. That's what we are. We're bringing salvation because we are God sent. All of these things came out of hip-hop. They threw all of this stuff at us. And Cataclysm, we eating it up, and we're going to regurgitate it, and we're going to come up with the right words and the right rhymes, right funk, and we're going to reverse all these things. Because, you know, I feel bad. Yeah, y'all going to shake it up, no doubt, no doubt. You know, they had taken so much from you all, you know, and I just want, and I thank you for, you know, and like I said, we're still under construction. It's a whole lot more coming. And I didn't do, again, I didn't do any interviewing this week because just give me a little chance to catch up. Whoa, you know, getting so much stuff so quickly. It's like, wow, you know. So but I have a phenomenal interview coming up next week. You know, I finally, you know, connected to my people across the water. I got a brother coming out of Ghana, you know, he's going to be doing some things, you know, and I am just so excited, you know, that's just, it's a start, you know, and man, I'm so excited, you know, all my life I've been talked about, been told about, you know, from my parents to, you know, think about our people in Africa. That's all I've known. That's all they kept telling us as we sat at the table with very little to eat, very little to eat. They always told us, make sure you eat all your food, you know, because, you know, we got people in Africa, you know, who are hungry, you know. And my mom always wanted to get back on that water, you know, my dad too. And, wow, one of the brothers had me, had to go back and do some research, sent me some information saying that there's no such thing as a slave ship. And I had to do some research and call it back up and find out, yes, you know, there was. The last slave ship has been founded in Alabama, you know, here in the United States in Alabama, you know, in a town called African Town, a ship called Colita, you know, and yeah. But yeah, slavery was real, and our people who were here on this land, that was a tragedy too. Can you talk a little bit about that? Please take it on from me. I gotta make a real quick run, okay?
So, what happened to us? You want me to take over?
Yeah, give me a quick chance. Hold the line for me real quick. I'll be right back.
That's what's up. Well, I can definitely say that we are definitely coming in with some new music. Looking for new talent, new artists, people that got some real dope lyrical content with them. Anybody that's looking for an opportunity to display what you got, another avenue to put your music in front of people, that's what we're trying to do. And along with ourselves, we're coming out with our own new music and new tracks as well. I feel like there's no reason that people can't work together just because everybody has different styles and different techniques and come from different backgrounds. We all want the same thing. We all want to make something dope and leave a legacy for our children or our people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or represent wherever you come from. So there's no reason why we can't all you know, make that happen. You know, I think we so busy trying to
conform. You know, we can't all eat, you know? When the talent and the skills are free and everlasting, and we were giving them to be able to eat off of it, but because some greedy people came and took over and manipulated our freedom, you know, made us sign contracts when we only get peanuts and they take all of our money.
Yep. They take everything, right?
Well, function, you know, because of you, my darling, you know, you open up my ears and I see that the whole thing, the whole system, everything is entwined. I see these clever devils have entwined everything, you know, and it's a great opportunity right here. Hip hop is a great opportunity to heal a lot of nations. And again,
definitely.
I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for it. Thank you for that. You know, that's just wonderful. If you hadn't forced me to listen to KRS-One, you know, and I didn't see the hard work, you know, and the dedication, the diligence that you all have put into it, you know, I would say, oh man, that music industry, because that turned everyone's nose against it, and it would certainly turn my nose too, but I know it's a lie, just like so many lies, and we're going to be breaking a lot of spell, and Cataclysm coming for him, it's coming for him, babe, and I know you're tired, but I want to play this bull crap.
Hey, good.
This is a
song.
Yeah,
that's my song right there.
Yeah, this is a song that has been causing a lot of disturbance, and I see that YouTube cut it off, especially when you start talking about the black scientists. YouTube shut that right off, you know? I mean, hey, and listen, the Breonna Taylor case, our brother Ben Crump right here, Tallahassee, Florida, and he won my auto accident case back in 1999, you know. They won. Those cops who broke into her house and shot her in the heart. They try to make her do a conspiracy. Oh, we don't know. You know, y'all are crazy. We wouldn't do anything like that. Found them all guilty. Those three cops, they get life, Ralph, the first time ever in the United States.
That's what they deserve.
You know, they deserved a long time ago, but it's the first time ever in the United States that law enforcement, police officers were arrested, you know, indicted for the murder. You know, just like this, they found this here last ship, you know, and they've been keeping it, you know, quiet. They did expose it, but they had to make a big hooray about it. The Colada ship that they found in Alabama, you know, now in a town called African Town. These are the descendants of the people who came over on that ship. The daggone cracker, you know, made a bet. Oh, I can bet you I can go to Africa and bring back some slaves. You don't think I can do it? You know, because he probably done it many times before. So he got a schooner ship and converted it and went and got over 100 slaves and brought them back. And when they, you know, he saw that the prowl was out, you know, they were prowling around because it was illegal. He left all of them out there in the woods and the swamp for weeks.
Mm.
And then it came back and burnt the daggone boat. 12 Mile Island, burnt it, sank it.
Huh.
In a ship graveyard. You know, so there's a lot of things that's coming up. Like the truth is loose. A lot of things is coming up. And all of these people that done all these things and made rich off the blood money.
Time to cut that off.
Their descendants have it. You know, and we need to go back and we need to, you know, make sure that these people change these books on us. I was just looking at a documentary about the indigenous Indians, you know, and they call those the oh my goodness, I forgot where they are right now. Missouri and Chicago. I don't know how they took their numbers. Yeah, you know, they took the land, you know, but now they're giving them the land back, saying you're welcome to your land now, you know, realizing that yeah, we did wrong, you know, blah, blah. You know, and they changed the books. They changed the wordings in the books. And this is what we have to do, you know. We got to sing it out. We got to talk it out. You know, you guys got to, you know, hey, put these words out here in the atmosphere because we have work to do, boots on the ground. You know, so here we go with bull crap, y'all. They cut it off. Song's done. Boom.
The depopulation efforts that have happened on a global scale have, for, gosh, what, over 50 years, they have focused their targeting on black people.
We're not African-American. We're indigenous.
I don't think about a slave ship. That's the system.
Black people are already in the state.
Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a gat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that. Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a gat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that.
So tired of lames and political haters. In your face fakers, forgers and violators. Tired of racism and all its perpetrators. They say they wanna work together but show they haters. We all got people but not written on paper. Tell them course to change the records of all the slavers. Tell the world we've been on this earth, you can't erase us. The original indigenous brown flavors. Wanna get a tan like me but wanna shame us. Wanna exploit my skills cause we creative. But never wanna see me rise to my hiatus. Scared we gonna rise to the top and be the greatest. Like the predecessors who built comedic nations. Black scientists who use the art of creation. Historically, you always tried to trace it. But we combat with facts, get back Satan.
Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a cat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, make you wanna cock and pull that. Yeah, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a cat. Yo, I'm so tired of this bull crap. Yeah, make you wanna cock and pull that.
I just wanna ask the medical establishment, why you use people like us to run your tests with? A medical invention for health, but really weapons. A way to drop numbers of those you wanna lessen. Birth control, whose birth you wanna lessen? In our neighborhood, Planned Parenthood was stepping. The alphabet boys, they come through collecting all your information, then personal possessions. For thousands of years, you've been downplaying the ethnic peoples of the world and your view with discretion. My first grade teacher tried to stop my progression. A fifth grade teacher tried to tell me I'd never be the type person to reach greater endeavors. Yeah, all my endeavors be bringing home the cheddar. I just want a world where kids can play together without pedophiles, snakes, and racist devils. Yeah,
yeah. I'm so tired of the bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a cat. Yo, I'm so tired of the bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that. Yeah, I'm so tired of the bull crap. Makes you hot enough to blow your top like a cat. Yo, I'm so tired of the bull crap. Yeah, makes you wanna cock and pull that.
Yes, I'm so tired of the bull crap, you know, truth is loose, you know, so many people are tired. I've been concentrating, you know, on me and my people crying, you know, and man, just realizing, not just, but, you know, taking my eyes off of just me and my people and seeing that this horrible thing has happened all over the world to so many people, you know, and what they put the poor indigenous people on their land through, on our land. I can say that because I don't know that, you know, I'm pissed because I don't know where the hell I come from. You know, I sit back and I listen to people. Oh, yeah, well, I'm from Ireland, you know, and I'm from Europe and, you know, and I'm from Russia, and I'm from Spain, and, you know, I can tell you who the hell I came from because these people messed up everything so much. You know, I can't go to DNA.com because that's a forest. They screwed that mess up, you know, and yet they won't give us any reclamation, you know, like our land, you know, and no respect. And it's constantly, and the whole system is to keep us down, primarily us, and because we are different than everyone else. You know, we're the different group, you know. I'm never going to claim to be an African American, you know.
The depopulation efforts that are happening on a global scale for, gosh, what, over 50 years, they have focused their targeting on black people.
We're not African American.
Yes. Focused on us, and we're not all African Americans. We're not, and we're not all from Africa. We're not. A lot of us are from here, right here. You know, the whole system they did, the whole system to trap and twist the whole world by coming in, pretending to be friendly, wanting to learn. Oh, my goodness. And now it's still a trap. I'm just realizing that your Social Security number, what's that, the last four or the first six, some digits of the Social Security number matches the same exact serial number of the dollar bill, you know, that's just going to show, you know, that yeah, you are property, and this property and that property is acquired, you know, to marry, you know, we're all property. The only thing that's real is you. The money is not real. It's not backed by nothing. And I don't know what God you're trusting in behind that money. The God that you're trusting in is what, the United States or this, we have so much to talk about. I don't know, I have 22 minutes left, but I really wanted to just spend some time.
You're talking good stuff. All a massive mind control thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's talk about a funk. All massive mind control, you know. And I'm so thankful that you have always been, you know, sharing your knowledge. And I remember the days and the nights, you know, I remember the guys in all black coming around looking, trying to find, I remember. Because you're trying to drop some knowledge, you know, which people weren't ready for. They weren't ready for the people to have. But now the truth is just loose. Cataclysm is coming. The cataclysm is here. You know, cataclysm is here. You know, and
it's just, you know, it's a massive how much mind control is gone into the entertainment. When you look at the entertainment industry, you are looking at mind control projects at work.
At
and
highest.
Most of the people that we call quote unquote entertainers, and they turn them into role models. Now they're turning them into politicians, some of them reverends, which people follow, you know, they're just puppets that they put in place to move the crowd, you know? And unfortunately, people don't pay attention to people in their own community. I remember back in, from old tales, when I used to hear about old tales and the elders used to tell stories around the fire, you know, the heroes would be the people of your community or, you know,
right,
a renown that you could relate to. But
right,
now they're turning these fictitious characters that they're making up and telling them that their role model, their whole life is a facade and fake. And kids grow up to want to be and have that fake facade lifestyle.
Yeah.
And It's just, you know, it's a lot of mind control. You know, people are fictitious characters. The real artists, the real people that sit out there and really put their talent together, that work with the blood, sweat, and tears from their own creativity every day out in the world, they get looked over because they're not one of the fictitious characters that everybody wants to worship, the idols. I mean, I don't know how many people are religious. I'm not religious, but I know it is said to not worship any false idols, which people do every day, you know, but I ain't going too far with that. But entertainment is mind control.
Nothing but mind control. Mind control at its highest form, and it's directly, and it's pointed directly at our youth, you know, at our children. And one of the things that they always seem to overlook, and I think now by this corona nonsense, they found out that whenever they try to do something to hurt us, to devastate us, it goes back into their home. Their children pick it up because everything we do, they think is the coolest thing, and they so busy want to be like us, so they copy whatever we do. So whatever poison they try to give us, it goes right back into their home. So they figure they will do the corona, give everybody a shot. You know, they know by your DNA, they know by your levels, you know, what, whom, and what, and how far to turn anyone. But the system is always, always, always to keep the melanated man and woman, because now everybody want to go by what the law says. Law says, you know, black is death, death is black, you know. So that's why the Republic of New Africa want everybody to, you know, to get their affiliation correctly, that we are New Africans, you know, because, you know, we get our status correctly, so that these books and these laws that were created not by the melanated man, but by the same man who came in and invaded and raided our homes and bodies, now they want to be civilized, so they created these laws, these criminals now, to protect their property that they stole and the blood that they released, you know, in the ground. This is for, like I say, for our descendants, you know. And I'm looking at my grandchildren, you know, now, and hopefully it's something that, you know, I'm sure, you know, function going to make sure that, you know, our children, you know, continue to keep this going, so their voice can continue to go, you know. And hopefully build a legal legacy for them through this, you know, and through all the hard work that Function has done. And man, it's just been crazy. It's but it's exciting. I'm excited. And finally we have something that we can work with. That's just the beginning. Right, Funk? Just the beginning.
Yep. Just the beginning. That's all it takes, is the beginning.
Yeah. Just the beginning. And I want to just hear this rap music, Funk. And I want to hear Real Parents. This is what we're talking about. This is where Funkhead is, you know. This is Function. You know, we've been talking about some serious stuff, and I wish we continued, because there's so much more to talk about and inspire our people about. But, we always have conversations about, man, you know, I remember, because I was a young mom, you know, and Funk being a young man out there, you know, seeing all these young women, you know, out there, and they're out there and they got children. And hey, I'll let you hear for yourself. You know, where are real parents at?
Come on, where the parents at? Come on, where the parents at? Yeah, come on, where the parents at? Come on, where the real parents at? Now if you out having kids and you leaving them stuck, come on,
think it's cool pulling dicks with guns? Come on, real parents stand up. Your daughter tricking off just to smoke for fun. Come on, real parents stand up. Oh, you looking good, you must be getting dressed for the club. Come on, be a parent, stand up.
Real parents stand up, stand by your child. Help them grow, cause you can watch them smile. You know it ain't easy being left alone. Trying to raise yourself in a world so cold. Heart turned to ice, you frozen to the bone. Cause most they like, they ain't never had a home. And if they had a home, their parents was hardly home. They left with the siblings, watching the household. Going for self, outside running the street. Trying to find something to eat by any means. Without you shining the light, how can they see? What's the right thing to do? What should it be? Cause you should be right there, showing them the love. Cause your son run around the hood with a black snub. Selling drugs, running with thugs. Cause they the only ones that really seem to understand where he's coming
now,
from.
Now when you out the kids and you leaving them stuck, come on, be a parent, stand up. Your son think it's cool pulling dicks with guns, come on, real parent, stand up. Your daughter tricking off just to smoke for fun. Come on, real parents stand up. Oh, you looking good, you must be getting dressed for the club. Come on, be a parent, stand up.
Come on, where the parents at? Come on, where the parents at? Yeah, come on, where the parents at? Come on, where the real parents at?
Now you got a little girl, and she looks cute. Until she hits the age where she wearing them dupes. And now she looks sexy, this grown man she's tempting. Living the fast life, looking in the wrong direction. If you not around to show her how to be a woman, she already tricking, starting prostitution. Been skipping school like it's all cool. You either at work or hanging out with your lady crew. Talk about y'all about to get a business started. But your business is at home and already started falling. She trying to be like you and chase niggas that's falling. Cause mama bring them home pissy drunk early morning. Whether for the bills or the gloss or glitter, your mind should be stuck on spending that time with her. Keeping the head strong for the world today, so she's strong enough to not give that ass away. Now if you out having kids and you leaving them stuck, come on, be a parent, stand up. Your son think it's cool pulling dicks with guns, come on, real parents stand up. Your daughter tricking off just to smoke for fun, come on, real parents stand up. Oh, you looking good, you must be getting dressed for the club. Come on, be a parent, stand up.
Come on, where the parents at? Come on, where the parents at? Yeah, come on, where the parents at? Come on, where the real parents at? Come on, where the parents at? Come on, where the parents at? Yeah, come on, where the parents at? Come on, where the real parents at?
Give us some words. Give us some wisdom. All your parents. You know, we've got the voices. You know, I'm looking for storytellers. I'm looking for someone who can lay down the words, you know, right, you know. I'm looking for musicians. I'm looking for visual artists. All of that. Everything. Music and arts is all combined. We're taking it all back. I'm looking to put boots in the air. I'm looking for more warriors to join. More warriors and more warriors and more warriors worldwide. You know, one mind, and that is to free our minds and to free the minds of our people, you know, and to bring peace and to inspire them and give people hope so that they can get up and do what the Most High has for them to do. What the ancestors had left for them to do, because we all have a job to do. And it's not just to sit around and be led like sheep, you know, being led to slaughter. You know, not everything is to do. Oh, so many people just in la-la land, just enjoying their self. How selfish will you be? How selfish will you be? You know, and I do know that we have a soul that needs to be profited and to need to nourish. And the soul is profited by your good intentions. You know, your good intentions. You know, because that's what your soul is profited by, your intentions. You know, people can do good deeds, but the intentions for those good deeds may not, you know, match, okay? I see people do good deeds all the time, and that's what got us into trouble, especially when they came in and they just bombarded us and took over and they starved us, you know, and they made us do all kinds of humiliating things. So they come back and they give a little good deeds and they say, well, you know, well, if you do this and we can share this, you know, and let's share, you know, this will be your part and this will be our part, you know, and then you sign and say, okay, yeah, I'm going to take your word for it. And you signed it. But as you signed it, before you signed it, they have a cohesion clause that just reversed everything that you all talked about. Just like I'm hearing that you're supposed to have a living birth certificate, and your living birth certificate is only supposed to have your first name on it. That's your birth name. And if it has your last name on it, that means that's a death certificate. Like you're dead. They're already saying that because of your name, have your first name and a last name on it. A last name is like this person is a dead person. So when you go to get a loan or to get credit, these are what these people are looking at. Oh, well, she got last name on it. So she might be dead because you have a first name and a last name is not a living person. You see the traps that they have us in? All this bull crap. Bull crap. You know, so you can't trust them. You know, and I say truth is loose. And we are so tired. I am so tired. You know, and everybody's got to hustle. And there's one more song we're going to do. I got 7 minutes left, a couple of seconds. I'm going to play Hustle to Live on our way out. But you hadn't heard the last of Cataclysm. Function, I love you, baby, but here we go. Hustle to Live, and I am Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer. I carry two swords when it comes to this hip-hop forever and saving our babies, saving our people. We have so much to talk about, so much to talk about. Hustle to Live, my...
Hustle to live, but don't live for the hustle, cause you'll get caught up, kid. Thinking you a superstar and forget where you are, like niggas won't split your wig. Come on.
Wake up, 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 wake up.
Come on. I love to see a table laid out in buzz, weighed up, sacked up, bagged up in dubs at 14. I thought the hustle game was fun, but times change like pads. You can catch a pool of blood with you lying in it. You might got the heart if you ain't got the lion in it. Go ahead, clutch your fist if you ain't got the iron in it. You wasting your time, you might as well not live it. I'm not with it. Try to rob me on Front Street, you might as well say your name's ghost and come dressed in a sheet. Cause my semi spit fire like Spyro, burn you so bad the EMT will wrap you up like a gyro. Function, the coolest man you'd ever meet, give you the shirt off my back showing love to my homies. But when niggas get hungry, that same homie will hit you in your back and leave your shirt real holy. Hustle to live, but don't live for the hustle, cause you'll get caught up, kid. Thinking you a superstar and forget where you are, like niggas won't split your wig. Come on.
Wake up, 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 wake up.
Come on.
Wake up, 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 wake up.
Your own boys tend to flake when the drama sticks, so I choose my friends wise like a bag of chips. I used to love their onion rings back when I was a kid, going to the corner store to buy candy and shit. But the corner was a spot you could hustle in, and also the spot you could get your ass jumped in. Not by four niggas like 24 niggas. Nowadays niggas pack guns with 44 triggers, from 9 millicockers to deuce hitters, from SK machine M16 fitters. For those who get hood rich and forget where they at, like cats won't splash your shit. And for my big niggas that walk bulky like you the Hulk, you just a target for some skinny kids pump. So when niggas ask me for a bag, if it ain't close by, then look, the nines in the opposite hand.
Hustle to live, but don't live for the hustle, cause you'll get caught up, kid.
thinking you a superstar and forget where you are. Like niggas won't split your wig.
Come on.
Wake up, 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 wake up.
Come on.
I don't see the same thing many times before. Little dusty ass cats hit the grind and blow. Start making little ends, start fronting on your folks. Think you're too good cause you got some new clothes. New kick, new whip, now you the shit. But did you forget them cats up the strip? They know you making money and they plotting on the lick. You about to get famous, kid.
Metaphorically, hustle to live. You don't live for the hustle, you know, and I don't try to stay out of everybody's pocket, you know. I mean, when it comes to hustling that hard drugs like the crack and the cocaine and this methamphetamine and this, all of this other crazy stuff that you know is going to harm your people, you know, that we can't go back that road again. Hustle to live is making the things that you make, your creative things, you get out there and you sell them, you're going to hustle them. You're going to make your CDs or your tapes, whatever you're doing, your music, you're going to get out there and you're going to hustle it. You're going to sell it. It means that it's not sold retail. You're selling it yourself, you know, and I know I have a lot of elders and young people now because, you know, they're conscious and wise. They hate that word nigga, you know, and hey, I don't like it either, but I know what it means when it's being said, and I understand what our youth are saying when they use it, you know, nigga, please, you know. I mean, sometimes I use it myself. You know, we're at a place right now where we can't be as sensitive. We're not crying. We know what that word means and what they did to us when they called us nigga. And we also know that nigga was a huge melanated, wise tribe way back. Eons of years ago, you know. So our thing is, we don't care what these criminals say, you know. We need to feel this ourselves. And I can say nigga please, nigga nigga please, nigga what, nigga please, nigga nigga nigga, want me to tell you what a nigga really means, nigga? You want me to tell you nigga what a nigga really means, nigga nigga please, nigga nigga please? We got to get out of that, okay? If we're going to be so sensitive, let's be sensitive about changing these daggone books so that our descendants don't have to go through the same bull crap that we're going through. Let's change this daggone system. It has to be changed in the book. Stop making your ears bleed over nigga. Please, nigga. I don't want to hear that more and more, nigga. We got better things to talk about, nigga. Please, nigga. We got work to do, okay? Listen to the heart and feel the spirit of what they're saying when they say that, okay? You don't have no white man whooping you in your back saying, nigga, hop, nigga, jump, nigga, this, nigga. Get that out of your head. PTSD, bullcrap. We got to go. We got a lot of healing to do. If we got to say nigga, 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 nigga until you get it out of your system, get that out of your head. We ain't there. We ain't doing that no more. I wish the nigga will pull a bull crap. Pull a whip out now, nigga. A nigga is a white man as well as a black man. Any ignorant person is a nigga. So let's just stop that, because you're going to hear a lot of that word in hip-hop. And if that word is what's going to turn you away from hip-hop and you're not going to be listening to the content and what's being said that's going out there in the airwaves, is going to combat and cut up all of this negative that's been going on. takes negative to negative, you know, to fight that. But we know what we're dealing with, okay? We certainly know what we're dealing with and the challenges, you know, and our voices will be heard. We got to leave something for our children, for our youth to look up to, because hip-hop and music and arts is for everybody who wants to do it, everyone who has a talent. You know, not everybody has a talent and skill. No, not everyone can be successful in music and art if you're not skilled in talent. But because we have these people who have the power of the pen and can sign a contract, we know that we have these contracts and have been doing things, and we have been just left out. And I've seen that happen when I was coming up as a child. And I'll talk more about my experiences. But, yeah, it's our time. And so much. And I'm gonna leave this with another one of my favorite songs from Funkshine. And it's going to be called Borax, and we're out of here. I love you all. It ain't over yet. It ain't over. I love you all. Borax, Funkshine, Ma Pearl, the ancient newcomer, Cataclysm Records.
Yo, y'all know what time it is. Hip hop time, come on, let's get it.
Yo, I got a mind full of cannibals. I fight through tracks like praying mantis mandibles. Dudes is whack, they need a white flag. Caught up in the wind that flaps. As the shells out to sling from the milliest clap. I'm so cold, my hands numb, can't feel these cats. Treat them like lumber, I'm a lyrical lumberjack. Hacksaw Jim Duncan, hit your head with the back. Functions original, like a Ryan Pax. Transform, alternate, prime, melt you down like wax. Get blades like the Daff on the blunt, I rap. I can see through the games like clear contact. Shame on a nigga, try to run, game get cracked. Like to say, you ain't safe from the tornado's past. Tasmanian devil spitting with a hideous laugh. Put your ass in the grinder, stuff the rest in D-packs. And they'll be like, damn, why you serve them like that? Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Who about to get up on the track and run this beat through?
Next up,
come on,
I believe that's me.
My man, so get on the mic and make history.
Several vocal cords like Raptor claws. Acid balls eat through your physical casket guard. Astro traveling, astronaut, Dreamweaver, the steam heater. When the waters from above reach your raining from a lost ether. Student and a master, teachers mash the beat up. Stepping like a senorita, doing the Macarena. Supreme math, adding subtract like calculators. Castlevania live, laugh at haters. You can't stop the guard, I surpass the greatest sword. One of the top most, get cooked like pot roast. When them shots flow, drunk with a border like taco. The big head scientist, inky with an iron fist. Omekian melts the decky and sword fire spit. Black doodle, death's all remain neutral. Magnetic force, melanin guru guard in a human suit.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Who about to get up on the track and run this beat through?
Next up,
come on,
I believe that's me.
My man, say, get on the mic and make history.
And when I get on the beat, you know I'm coming with it. Nothing sweet, straight heat going through your fucking fitted. Whipping cake as a youngin', I've been stuck in chicken. I've been on my grind, I ain't got time to be in my feelings. My name's Tate, my heart cold, I forgot to mention. But if a nigga play stupid, we gon' get to spinning. Enough with the short talk, the Glock came with the stitching. When niggas around me only, and they ain't feeling you bitches. I had to cut my ex off, cause I ain't with the suspicion. I don't know if love blind, but I ain't fucking missing. I keep my bars up, they'll kill me if I'm my pivot. You go out like no light, means you fucking tripping. I'm sipping Henny, eating lobster, now that's really pippin'. Niggas gon' hate me, that's okay, I shoot like Scottie Pippin. I was just playing, they ain't even notice I was winning. Bars like the ton, I was sweating, reading the tennis. I go in from the beginning to the fucking finish. Flow like a gold mine, I got your chick and she digging. Cut hands off if I find somebody stealing. Glock go off, sending soul to the fucking ceiling.
Come on.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Who about to get up on the track and run this beat through?
Next up,
come on. Yo, I believe that's me.
Your DBS, he on the mic and make history.
Wise bulls on the hill overlooking the pasture of industry cows that never had no master. Young bulls, eager, immature, lives pronounced as the opals. Let's run down here and fuck ourselves a cow. Opal, who sees and chuckles with a wide eyeball. Just now let's walk down there and fuck them all. After we done at dawn, let's spark it. Recognize gold school rise in this bull market. The price of me and Funk spawn ain't a commodity. Can't be bought or sold, our brotherhood stays audibly. Getting at me without going through swords, well you oughta be. Day slave, hey fools, you don't wanna with me. The bears are matador in the cape. Watch a thrust a dip through each of us. Show the blades, but the bulls got each other's backs. Tony's tracks, I'm part of white in this formula like Barack. Straight facts.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Who about to get up on the track and run this beat through?
Next up,
come on. Yo, I believe that's me.
My man, don't get on the mic and make history.
I'm about to kung fu shit with my kung fu grip. Breaking arms, legs, heads, chest, snares, and kicks. I got a right to be pissed, funk sent me this shit. Now I gotta go zone RP to this bitch. I make headlines and deadlines when I rhyme. My fish shine, push a little pack on the bricks, son, I get mine. Staying all connected like the wires and the cables. Shit getting messy like the gum under the tables. Hot fire's born, I'm swinging like the pendulum. Napalm bombs, I'm grinding till my time is done. Lastborn son, mistakes don't get made twice. I try to slow it down, but I can't, it's still a fast life. I fuck around and when I go, I don't come back. Fucking with a nigga like me, this be your last laugh. I take you one time round the track. After that, son, it's done. We gon' leave it at that.
Leave it like that. Peace. Righteous peace. Love you all. Funk, I love you so much. Peace and out.